You're welcome to the Voice of Western here, ABS 88.5. Let's pray. Internal Rock of Ages, we honor your name for whom you are. You are the first, you are the last. Excellent Jehovah, thank you for this platform that you're not supposed to propagate the gospel of the kingdom. The anointed one lives his life through me, speaks his powerful words, and ministers mightily, powerfully, dynamically, ceaselessly through me. In the universe, one that in all, we have every cause to say, hallowed be to your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. I want to talk about the language of sonship. Call your friends, call your neighbor, call everybody. The language of sonship. The language of God, the language of sonship. Hebrews 1 verse 1, I read from your translation. Hebrews 1 verse 1. The Bible said, throughout ancient times, God spoke to in many fragments, or and the glimpses of prophetic thought to our Father. Now, this entire conversation has finally dawned on sonship. He is the son of every utterance of God. He is whom the prophet pointed to. We are his immediate audience. The same Hebrews 1 verse 1, I would take that very expression to Passion Translation. Passion says, throughout our history, God has spoken to our fathers by his prophets in many different ways. The revelation he gave to them was only a fragment at a time, building one truth upon another. Verse 2, the Bible says, but to us living in this last day, God now speaks to us openly in the language of his son. God now speaks to us now openly in the language of his son, the language of sonship. We speak English, we speak Igbo, and all kinds of languages, but when it comes to God and his dealing, God speaks in son. For Jesus is the language of God. The sonship of Jesus is the language of God now he uses to speak to us. In other words, God does not have a particular language he speaks to, but he has his language. What is language? The language of sonship. The language of God is the language of sonship. What does it mean? Because we have a lot of things today. Say, God told me, God told me. You side by side and examine it, using it against each other. You find out that everything say God said fails. In other words, what do we use to test whether God said is correct or accurate is the language of sonship. That language, what does it mean? That language is summoning two things. One, that God has redeemed and reflected his image and likeness in man. There is no two ways about it. That's the truth about us. That God has redeemed and reflected image and likeness in man. Two, that the Lord has delivered us from the power of darkness, the tyrannical rule of the enemy, to the kingdom of his son, of his love, where the love of Christ rules. The language of sonship is summarized in two things: our identity and our placement. Our identity and our placement, very important. Our identity as the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. Our identity as the image and the likeness bearers of Elohim. To our placement, we are considered as one with Christ in his executive authority of God's right hand. Jesus is the language of God. The language of sonship is the language of God. Everything God says now, as a matter of fact, how God communicates to us before Christ has completely changed. God does not change, but the way, the mode, and the manner, and the language in which he communicates to us now. In a time past, God communicates to our fathers in the glimpses of prophetic thought. But now, he has spoken to us openly in a certain language, the language of a son, which is the language of sonship. God's language in the now is the language of sonship. What does he say? Two things. Our identity, one, two, our placement. Who we are the likeness and image bearers of Elohim, where are we? We are considered as one with Christ at God's right hand, present in the throne room. In other words, the language of sonship is someone in these two things. Our identity, one, and our placement. Very important. And Adam wants to be like, when God has already given him an instruction, given him a blueprint of who he is, that I've created you with my image shaped within you. And the enemy comes and gives him a lie about himself. He believed the lie about himself, that he wants to be like God through his labor. In other words, through his work, he wants to be like where he's already made with shaped within him. He wants to be like. It is that very believing the lie about ourselves is another language that is not the language of God. There is a language in which God speaks to us in the now. Adam wants to be like God, or he wants to be like God through his labor and human effort. What they already are by design and redemption. What does it mean by design? Our identity, redemption, we're delivered from the power of darkness and translated into the kingdom of the Lord of Jesus Christ, where the love of God rules. Praise Master Jesus. That is to say, and even when he lost his, when they lost their place, Adam, where are you? In other words, when they lost that very identity, what is that identity? You have my image shaped within you. And when the whole fall happened, God asked him, Adam, where are you? That means where I placed you, you are no longer there. The frequency in which you are, you're no longer there. In other words, anytime you believe a lie about yourself, automatically you place yourself in another placement. You place yourself in a strange environment. You see yourself in a strange environment. And the enemy has every right to begin to mess up your life. Praise Master Jesus. In other words, this language of sonship, what is it all about? I'll use a few things to paint the picture. One, when Bible says there is a place in the scripture, the Bible says, if they say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. As wonderful as that statement is not the language of the song. As wonderful as that statement is, it's in the Bible. That's the danger. If you don't know how to draw the thin line between what God says before, what was communicated through the angelic messengers, through the prophet in the past, then what Jesus is being communicated through the Messiah. There are two different things. For instance, when Moses said to the children of Israel, if any of you catches your wife in anything, divorce her. And all of them began to look, because he gave them that law through the ministry of an angel. Then when Jesus came, because Jesus said, before now, nobody has ever seen God. I, the Son of God, has come to declare him. In other words, if you go to the book of Acts, you will see that those that Moses was being communicated with was an angel. It was not Yahweh himself. But then Jesus, who is the express image of the Father, showed up on earth and says, listen, I'm the one that's supposed to introduce my Father. I'm here to introduce him. When they asked you about the same thing Moses told them, he said, Moses acted that way because of the hardness of your heart. In the beginning, it was not so. In other words, the divorce was not part of creation of marriage from the beginning. That's God's perspective. But Moses gave them another perspective because of the hardness of their heart. In other words, Moses gave them that instruction. It was not the Lord that told him. He gave his mind. Because of the hardness of God. In other words, if you don't understand how God speaks before Christ and how God speaks now, Christ, you are going to miss a whole lot. As wonderful as that statement sounds, that if they say there is a casting down, you shall see there is a lifting up. For us, there is no lifting up. We are already lifted. We are co-seated as one with Christ, present in the throne room. If they say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Wonderful. Well, what is the language of sonship? The language of a son. We are not being cast down or lift up within the space and the economy of the son. There is no lifting up. There is no lifting down. There is no casting down. There is no lifting up. There is one thing that is a reality. What is that reality? Now, we are co-seated as one with Christ present in the throne room. Praise Master Jesus. In Christ, I live. That's the language of sonship. In him, I move. In him, I exist. In other words, that Jesus, you live in him, you move in him, you exist in him, has been exalted to a place of highest honor and supreme executive authority of the right hand of the Father. Praise Master Jesus. This is the language of sonship. If they say there is a casting down, you shall say there is a lifting up. Wonderful. But what is that language? We are not being cast down. We are not being lifted up. When Jesus ascended, we ascended with him into the glorious perfection of the supreme authority of the heavenly realm. In other words, now, when he sat down, we sat down. For us, there is no casting down, there is no lifting up. The language of sonship, we are considered as one with the Messiah. Two, Father, give us our daily bread. As wonderful as that scripture, most of you may be asking me a question, but here in the Bible, can't you? Or in the Bible, yes. What did God spoke to us in the Son? Not everything in the Bible is what God spoke to us in Christ. That's the difference. What God spoke to us in Christ is the authentic language of God. Every other thing is subject to criticism, subject to review. The language of God is everything the Lord spoke to us in Christ. As a matter of fact, you can't be a prophetic person in accuracy speaking the mind of God if you don't know the language of sonship. I don't care how it is speaking to you. As simple as ABC. I don't care. I don't hear. If you don't know the language of sonship, I'm sorry. You are communicating with the Holy Spirit. It's not God. Because God is bound only within the confines of language of sonship. So strange. Two, give us our daily bread. For us, the language of sonship, God does not give us our daily bread. He is the bread that comes from above. Christ in us is the living bread. He does not give us our daily bread. He is the living bread. Praise Master Jesus. Christ is the living bread. He does not give us. Once you have Christ in you, you have the living bread sitting inside of you. Praise Master Jesus. Some persons might take it to material expression. Wonderful. All you need for life and godliness has been deposited within us. Everything we need for life and godliness has been deposited within us. How do we get it out? Bible said constantly seek after God's kingdom. And these things will be added unto you. What to eat, what to drink, what to wear. Bible calls it least less important things. Is completely, you will find expression abundantly within, through, and around you. Praise Pastor Jesus. And that's the language of sonship. What is that language? God does not give us our daily bread. No. The daily bread, which is the living bread, the King of Glory, lives in our inside. Hallelujah. As beautiful as this statement is, by his stripes we are healed. Wonderful. As beautiful it is, by his stripes we are healed. Yes, but what's the language of sonship? The language of the Son is that the anointed one lives his life through us in union as one, dispensing his life into my life. The language of the Son. A son does not get sick and get guilty for healing. A son is one that reigns in life as a king. That's the language of sonship. As beautiful as these statements are, if you don't take your time, you will mess your life up. By his stripes we are healed. As wonderful it is, what is the language of sonship? For me, the anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispensing his life into mine. Or, the spirit of life and resurrection lives in my body, impacts and breathes life into my body. Or, the spirit of life dwelling in my body is expressed fully through the cells of my body. If you read 1 Corinthians 3:16, in the New Translation, the Bible said that every cell of our body was designed to accommodate and express the spirit of life. In other words, I'm not the one that is getting sick and asking God by his stripes I am healed. As wonderful is that statement, but what's the language of sonship? The anointed one lives his life through me and dispenses his life into mine. Say after me, the anointed one lives his life through me in union as one, dispenses his life into mine. Hallelujah. That's the language of sonship. Maybe somebody, because I have this a lot, some persons come around me and says they were told that they have water spirit, that they have spirit husband and the spirit wife, and they are doing all kinds of this. Anybody that has no, does not have asset, does not know what the what God has says, the language of sonship, be speaking all kinds of stuff. Very important. As a matter of fact, if you are a believer in Christ, I ask this question a lot. As in air. Okoko anamuto okoko. Air. Uluma anami to uluma. Air. Guava anami guava. Air. Wonderful. Consuming fire. Give birth to what? Consuming fire. In other words, even if the spirit, whatever thing you move from the water from anywhere, wants to occupy your body, it cannot. Why? Because you are a consuming fire. Even if you want, they cannot. That's the language of sonship. In other words, what's that language? I am joined in live union with the Lord Jesus, the anointed one, who lives his life through me, dispensing his life into mine. If they say, Nimelenkewa, don't want to give them. Start saying what I'm saying. That's the language of sonship. Once you start saying the language of sonship, instantaneously, angelic forces will be mobilized. Angels is your auntie are not the language of song because they live to please and to serve the King of Kings. If you want to see angelic intervention like crazy, as an instantaneously, switch over to the language of sonship. Angelic forces are committed within the sphere to act on that language. What is it? Everything the Lord has done in Christ. God does not speak English, does not speak Hebrew, does not speak outside, does not speak anything. God speaks the language of sonship. It is this language that is expressed through visions, revelations, dreams, so to say, and all kinds of visions and encounters of the King of Glory. If you have any dream that does not speak the language of sonship, throw it away. It's not Jesus. Confidently, I am joined in live union with the Lord Jesus, the anointed one, who lives his life through me in the union as one, dispenses his life into mine. Praise Master Jesus. Everything I've just said will never be beneficial to you until you come into align yourself for the light of life, which is Christ. I would like to love to pray with you, because this is, if you want to function in that language, is the language of the King of Glory, the language of sonship. Say after me, say, Lord Jesus, I believe in my heart you came in the flesh. You died for me. You were raised in my name. I confess your lordship over my life. You are my Lord and my Savior. I receive eternal life. I dedicate my heart to you as your throne forever and ever. Amen. I must in union.